Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Neil, congratulations, great win. Now, what pleased you most of all about that, apart from the 3 points?
I think coming to a side that have, you know, conceded 14 goals in two games, and I went to watch them against Chorley last week. You know, you don't become a bad side. You know, they drew with Chorley, showing how good they were, but they've had a bit of a blip, and then everyone expects you to win, and that's the hardest thing. What pleased me more than anything is the way we got out of the traps, the way we play with intensity. Some of our passing in the first half was incredible. The goal that Gribbin scored, the ball from Linney. And then to come in at half-time, James, I was really pleased. And then, you know, we had a little bit of a wobble, 15 minutes. They were going to come back in the game. But what people don't see, and this is the professionalism, Callum, our goalkeeper coach, does so much research and work behind the scenes. And he sent me the footage of the last three penalties that they took. We knew exactly which side he was going. We could inform Will Stanway. The lad took the penalty, he goes that way, Will makes a save, and it's that attention to detail, that little bit of homework that Callum sets me and I do it, and then I pass on the information, and that's what makes a really good management team. So in terms of what pleases me, the attention to detail, and then obviously when we've saved the penalty to go on and, you know, make the tactical change, put Regan as nine, and then he goes and scores a hat-trick, and it's overall, it's a great 3 points.
Let's talk about Regan Linney. You know, not been on the score sheet so much recently, always working, always putting his shift in. How do you feel about for Regan? And you must be pleased for him.
So as a top four, we lined up Callum Gribbin, Donners, Regan and Will. We encouraged the rotation and, you know, kind of adapting to each other's positions. And what we knew is that Will would, you know, kind of occupy the two centre-halves, get it to 60, and then hopefully Regan can stretch playing behind. And I think that's exactly what he did. You know, his third goal was a met. Well, they were all great, but his third goal, took it early and put it in the bottom corner. The kid wants to be a nine, but he's got so much energy to play 7, 10 and 11 at the minute. But you can see that, you know, he's going to be a wonderful nine. If not, he already is already. But, you know, he knows he's got to do a job for the team. But no, just delighted with him, you know, delighted with everybody. And, you know, I think, you know, to win three games on the bounce and some of the, you know, the kind of the pressure that we're under a little bit, you know, as a squad, we may be underperforming if we didn't have people, you know, at full fitness. What you've seen tonight, you know, the likes getting Vincent back and, you know, Donoghue back, it makes a massive difference to this side. So yeah, really pleased.
I mean, Vincent presumably went off because of his fitness, getting back to fitness, is it? Did you feel that was coinciding a bit where with that wobble, that loss of his authority just meant an adjustment that the team
maybe,
was making?
Maybe not, because I don't think we came out second half and we only took Vinny off at 60. That was the plan. You know, our physio team said he could only play for 60. His pod was showing that he was fatiguing. I think it was in that period. We dropped a little bit deep. I think when we got the chance to bring the two wide men on, in Dante and Tavonga, we began to stretch play and we began to travel with the ball and get us higher up the pitch. I felt we're just getting a little bit lethargic and a bit deep with our shape. But then, you know, when you're hanging on to a 1-0 lead, and we were hanging on for 15 minutes, natural reaction is to drop deep. And we're trying to get it into the lads that the deeper we go, the more chances that they may get. And we've got to be brave with our line and get high. And, you know, that may give, you know, the attacking players are more of an impetus to get forward. But like I said, to get Vinny off the bench on Saturday for 20, starting 16, we build him up now. It's a great to have a James Vincent in your side, and at times he made the ball and some of his passes look effortless tonight.
The headlines will go to Linney, and we debated about man of the match. Callum Gribbin seems to settle more and more, and that the composure for that finish was excellent, but he just seems to be... You just see that extra bit of
Ooze's
where
class.
He's come from.
Ooze's class. And it's hard to give yourself praise. But, you know, I've done a lot of work with Cal, you know, in the short time he's been here, one-to-one, over the phone, you know, Saturday night phone calls at 10:30, getting a smile back on his face. And The kid is a wonderful, wonderful talent, and you've got to enjoy your football. And from where he's come from, he's probably been in the doldrums, but I can tell people now he's absolutely loving his football and, you know, loving playing under the staff and his teammates. And you can see when he scores a goal what it means to him. But he's only going to get better. He's going to get better, and I am so enjoying coaching him and working with him. And I think when you can put a Callum Gribbin out, you've got always got a chance, haven't you, of unlocking something. And that's what we did tonight.
You cook it through the whole team. Donoghue at the end, he was playing like it was still nil-nil, you know, the way he was going through his tackles. There's so many dimensions to him as a player, aren't
you? You've got to remember these days, because there'll be one day that Donoghue can't run 15k in a game, you know. Well, while he can, we enjoy watching him. He's just, one minute you think he's tired and he just drops a gear. He's like a car, puts a gear, drops a gear, and away he goes again, and kind of stops at the traffic lights and then gets going again. He's a machine. But you can see the energy. But I'll tell you one player that we haven't mentioned tonight who I thought was, who led the side, was Charlie Ennis. I think his passing range was incredible. He's talking, he's really adapting into that four role. And let's not forget, you know, no Andy Halls tonight, no Luke Griffiths tonight. And I just think that's a proper captain's display. And not just what he does on the pitch, what he does off it. You know, he knew it was time to come off Saturday and tonight, but half time after the game, just setting standards is a... He's a throwback. He really is a bit like a Michael Potts, and you know he's getting better. So, you know, really happy. But you know, it's just another game chalked off, and we've got to carry on.
Finally, on the name checking, the fullbacks also give you a lot of options, particularly offensively.
And people look at my recruitment, and I've said, you know, maybe you get it wrong at times, and I thought I could change. You know, a Guy Hall, who will be a good player at this level, could change a Clive Smith, who is a good player at this level. I think when you've only got an hour or 2 hours a week, it's really hard to add that dimension. And we sign them because they're really good players. But the way I play football, I like to get my fullbacks really high, and they become our wide men. And you can see with DiGrucci, you can see with Armstrong, they travel way high up the pitch and they get deliveries in. And that's what you want from your fullbacks. And, you know, we're enjoying having them too at the minute. And hopefully, you know, the likes of Guy Hall, he's learning. You know, he's keen to learn, and when his chance comes and he goes back in there, he'll pick up good habits that you've seen Finn Armstrong develop.
And for all the great 3 points, were FC not a bit wasteful in the first half? We had like one out of 15 shots, I think it was.
Yeah, absolutely.
One goal.
You know, let's be critical. I've said that at half time. I've probably thought I was going to go in there and pat him on the back. I've had a right pop at half time, you know, because I use the word, you know, clinical. And kind of nasty, being nasty with your finishing. Don't accept it. We were so wasteful, and we got in really good areas tonight. And you know, I wouldn't mind. That's all we work on in training, our finishing and our attacking phases, etc. So you know, it wasn't to be first half. I was glad that we were more ruthless in the second half. But games like that tonight should be put to bed, and give you that opportunity to not sit back and relax, but take a little bit out of the game instead of still chasing it at 70 minutes.
Finally, Marine on Saturday. What sort of a game are you expecting?
Another tough game. Brian Richardson's gone to watch him tonight, and that's a good thing about him. Brian here now. He'll watch him. He'll prepare a report tomorrow. He'll set us up in training now Thursday. But you know, we're on the back of, was it 3 wins now, and you know, we're going back for our first game of 4 at Broadhurst Park. So we can't wait to be home. We want to be home after kind of getting that big heavy weight off our back, you know, with that first win. And we got it against Matlock. And I'd like to see, you know, what another win does to this lot now, because I think, you know, our confidence is just continuing to grow. And I've just said to the lads, you know, good teams kick on from here. And, you know, we'll have a blip at some stage of the season, but it's important that we keep choking off the wins. We enjoy the wins, but we remember what's getting us the wins. And it is hard work, a lot of our work, a lot of effort, a lot of determination, and having, you know, our quality players, or all our players, you know, fit and strong and ready to go on match day.
Well, congratulations, Neil. Thank you so much for talking to us. Safe journey home, and we'll see you in, what, 4 days, Saturday afternoon?
Brilliant.
For Marine.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams 4th of July sale and get 30% off paints and stains June 27th through July 7th. With prices starting at $34.29, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.